Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take. I'm 29. My husband left Australia a couple of months ago for Paris. He has finally found a job as a management consultant. I have resigned from my job at the law firm, and I am moving to Paris to join him. I was touched that the partner I worked with in the law firm spent the time to talk through our choice to leave Australia. In some ways, there was no choice, even if there is always a choice. Because my husband worked in research and development, he was qualified to work in heavy industry, and there is virtually no heavy industry in Australia. It was extraordinarily difficult for him to find a job that was up to the standard of his qualifications. In the weeks before we took the decision to leave, he spent many, many hours playing computer games. It wasn't good. And now, I have resigned and packed my bags to move back to Europe. I'm at the passport counter at Mascot, which is what Sydneysiders call the airport. I have just said goodbye to my parents, my sister and my brother. I managed not to cry when I was saying goodbye, but now at the passport counter, I can't keep the tears in any longer. The man behind the counter kindly says, "It must be love." I am 33. The taxi is waiting on Glebe Point Road outside my parents' flat. The taxi driver loads my suitcase into the boot while I get into the back seat. I look straight ahead. I know that if I turn my head to look at my parents, I will cry. I also know that in a few minutes, the wrench of leaving will be over, and I will be back into the ordinariness of life. I have left so many times. I have missed so many birthdays, Christmases, and funerals, events at which I should have been, but was not. I remember getting into a taxi in the grand entrance to a hotel in Delhi, leaving my parents to fly back to Paris and they were to fly back to Sydney. It was exactly the same. I looked straight ahead so that I wouldn't cry. And leaving Newcastle upon Tyne was the same. Leaving the place where we got married, where we had so many friends, where we had been so happy. Should we have left? Who knows? There is no point regretting it. We left for my career. Was that a good idea in the end? Yes, there was only one way I could know, which was by trying it. I had to leave to find a job in a law firm. I had to try to keep up with the Joneses. This is what it means, living on the other side of the world from my friends and family for the last 27 years of my life. It means not being there. It means leaving. I am 29. I haven't been able to find a job yet. For the first couple of months, I spent my time in Paris looking for a flat to live in. It was far easier and more fun to look for a flat than to look for a job. And then, once we had found a flat, I spent my time putting up big bookshelves and up ladders, installing light fittings, and doing the myriad tasks involved in setting up a home. This was all far, far preferable to looking for a job. And it was the summertime, and nothing happens in Paris in the summertime. But now, the summer is over. The days are closing in and there are no more excuses. I make a list of potential contacts and start ringing people. I have to prepare myself psychologically for every single telephone call. I'm speaking in my very imperfect French, and I often don't understand, and every talk call takes me enormous courage. I copy my CV and send out letter after letter after letter. I do everything I can think of to find a job. We are spending more than my husband is earning, and this is stressing him out. Not me. I'm confident that with my qualifications, and because I speak English, I will find a job eventually. I did. But it took putting myself on the line over and over and over again. I did this 70 times because there were 70 people on my contact list. That is what it took. I arrived in France on 21 June 1996, the first official day of summer, and started my job in the bank in November. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.